Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Secret World of Slimming Club's Fun Size. If your car can drive itself to the drive-thru, this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hello.
And producer Paul is here.
Hi.
These Fun Size episodes are with you every Tuesday to help you tackle modern life. And we will be hearing from a listener about their slimming angel and slimming devil. We'll get a voice note from Bev later on. But let's start by passing judgment on another relationship. Here we go.
This is like my therapy every week. I love it. Okay. So, is this husband wrong to use his wife's toiletries?
Hang on. Here we go.
Okay. So, the wife does the weekly shopping. She buys him standard supermarket shower gel and shampoo, buying the more expensive products for herself. He does a manual job and showers twice a day. When he noted how nice her products were, he started using them.
Oh, did he know?
She says he uses too much for him to use the more expensive products.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who is in the right?
It's interesting. I once heard from outside the bathroom, Matt going, ooh. I thought, what the hell's going on in there?
I was
going
to say, let's not open that one.
Let me go in, see what's happening. And he was using expensive shower gel that I didn't know he knew existed. And he was like, oh, this is lovely. And I thought,
yeah, it's mine.
Yeah, stop that. Why do you think I buy you Lynx at Christmas? That's supposed to last you all year. And he gets some sort of comfort in using my products.
Maybe because it smells like you.
I doubt it. He will definitely be using it more often than me. But he loves it.
Okay.
There's something about using somebody else's pricey product. I think he thinks he's stopping in some sort of premium hotel.
Do you have to buy more now because of it?
Yes.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Exactly right. It's annoying. And so I feel, and I don't really know whether it's right or wrong, but I still feel like I'm on the woman's side.
So I do the food shopping, as I've mentioned before, but when it comes to our own individual things.
Toiletries and stuff.
We buy our own.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, because I have nicer skincare or, you know, there's a particular brand of shower gel or scent that I like. And my boyfriend does take quite good care of his skin as well. So he will then buy his own men's skincare.
Yes.
And his own shower gels and things like that. So it's never really a problem in our relationship because we just have our own things anyway.
But Matt's never using it frugally. He, like I say, thinks he's in a hotel. He's one of these men that's not aware things cost money.
Right.
Like, you know, like a 13-year-old boy.
Sure.
He's not moved past that sort of stage of his life. And so when we're in a hotel, throw it all around, do what you like.
Yeah, but that's in a hotel. That's not at home.
Exactly. It's not at home.
Yeah, I think I would be annoyed, I think. If double showers, because you're using more, so then it would cost me more to replace them. So, yeah, I'd be annoyed.
Victoria, you know what's become very apparent here?
What?
One man is staying oh so quiet.
Oh, yes. He's not said a single
thing. Not said a word. Not said a bloody word.
What's your opinion?
Well, much like the husband in this scenario, I'm treated like a second-class citizen in my home.
Well, that's not true.
Yeah, I get all your cheapo shampoo and shower gel.
But you're showering twice, two or three times a day.
I am very clean. Thanks
for
noticing.
It's just stupid.
It's not stupid.
It is. Nobody needs to.
Why don't you buy your own?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've got a joint account. The shopping comes out of that. So essentially, I am buying my own.
Oh, okay. Now, so that changes things a little bit as okay. Because if it's coming out of the same account that you both put into, then yeah, you should be entitled to have the nicer stuff as well.
When my wife...
Hold off, Victoria. Hold off. Sorry, carry on.
When I come out of a shower and my wife can smell molten brown on me, which is her stuff. She's like,
pricey stuff.
You smell like molten brown. I was like, yeah, we've ran out of shower gel, haven't we? So I just grabbed whatever was near, knowing this would enrage her. There will be, within 12 hours, there'll be another shower gel. By the time I have another shower, there'll be another cheapo shower gel there for me because she doesn't want me touching it.
It's expensive.
It's really expensive.
I know, because I buy it for Christmas and birthdays and stuff.
It's really pricey.
Yeah, it's really nice. You go in a nice hotel, you get a bit of molten brown, don't you?
Do you appreciate how nice it is more than Morrison's own brand shower gel?
See, this is like talking to her, I don't appreciate it. Like, what do you mean? It's a shower. It's nice, smells nice, feels nice.
Yeah, but the more expensive stuff does smell a bit nicer. It's a bit thicker. It's a bit...
But, Victoria...
Okay, what do you want me to do? Write it a poem?
But he's not...
All right! God, anyone would think you bloody sent this in.
Genuinely, he's not appreciating it, though.
No,
so why waste the good stuff on somebody who'd be just as happy with Morrison's own brand?
But...
Why, you're wasting it. It's a waste.
Again, it is the same joint bank account.
Yeah, but it's a waste. It's a waste.
You know what she's doing now, and I swear she's doing this on purpose. Half of the bottles in that bathroom are in French. So I'm looking at them. I don't even know what they're for nick them.
Don't even tell me then that you're putting bloody shampoo all over your body. Or
I don't know. It's French. I don't speak French.
Matt definitely would shampoo his body.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
He would 100%. And he'd do his hair with shower gel.
Yeah,
of course you can wash your hair with shower. Same difference, isn't it?
Jesus. God, no, right, that's it. I've changed my opinion. You do not deserve those products.
We've put this to our Facebook community page. Many, many responses have come in.
Sarah Melanie says, if he's coming home covered in oil, he's lucky he isn't given fairy liquid to use and hosed down in the garden.
Wow.
Let him use the nice stuff at the weekend when he's not scrubbing off dirt. Yeah, see, that's the thing. We don't know the job.
Yeah, true. That is true. Yeah. We don't know the job. But what I do know is producer Paul is not doing a manual job.
Yeah, true.
No, but, you know, I'm really thinking hard while I'm sat down all day.
Oh, yeah, that deserves a really long shot.
Alice Davies says, if he contributes to the shopping bill, let him have the expensive stuff. However, I once caught my ex, who was going bald, using my incredibly expensive shampoo, and I did go mad.
Wow.
Maybe pricey shampoo helps with the baldness, though.
That's fucking liberties, that shit.
That is crazy. So,
be like, oi, slaphead, get the happy shopper out.
Is that still going?
I don't know, but I'd like to know.
Rachel Benbow says, if Princess Hubby wants to smell like a lady, let it be, I say.
Wow. So rude.
Angie Routledge says, initial thoughts were she's being selfish, but then I remembered a lot of men, my husband included, don't care what they use, so why spend more than necessary?
Yeah.
And that is my point.
That's another one of those, they don't know any better, give them the cheap stuff.
But you don't.
It is, though. I wonder if, and I'd love her to do this, pour the cheap stuff in an empty molten brown bottle.
Interesting.
And whether you would notice the difference.
I am messaging Paul's wife.
That is underhand.
I'm doing it now.
D.E. Non says, I always buy my husband cheaper shampoo as he doesn't have much hair.
That's fine. I think it's fair enough.
But it's fine.
It's fair enough. He doesn't need it. Amanda Haunt says, my husband goes through a bottle of shampoo and conditioner a week.
A week?
A week. I buy him the cheaper stuff. And that is absolutely financial sense.
Well, yeah,
I know. They don't know how much you're supposed to use. A 50 pence piece for each wash. Who knows that?
I've had that lecture
as
well.
There you go.
Thank you.
Kate Spiller says, why is he showering twice a day?
Thank you.
Once is enough. Tell him to buy his own or be sneaky and hide all your nice expensive toiletries.
Agreed.
See, I
do have a thing. So my boyfriend is a welder by trade. So he used to have two showers, obviously, because he would get quite dirty at work.
Mm.
He's now works in the office side of things, so he doesn't.
Mm.
And he still insists on two long showers a day. And
I have
two showers every day.
Yeah, but why though?
He's going to waste money.
What are you talking about? I like to get him from work and have a shower
Do you want me to bring up an article where a dermatologist said you shouldn't have showers twice a day because you're rubbing off essential oils
in
your skin?
Can you send that to me? Because yes. I think my boyfriend would be interested.
Yeah, but if you apply a bit of molten brown, it'll be lovely and moist your skin.
That's what you think it is.
Trish Clark says, I wouldn't buy my husband cheap toiletries. He's put his foot down about the original sauce peppermint shower gel because it burns his wedding vegetables. And that, guys...
That's my favourite one. That's what I get every day.
Loves a tingle.
Yeah, loves a tingle.
Remember, you can get 3 podcasts from us each week, 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon. Patreon's just £4 a month and the benefits are bigger than ever. There's going to be a new sticker available to patrons every single month this year. So if you sign up, depending what month it is, that's the sticker you get. January was the 2024 is my year sticker. What will February's be? The NSV sticker that we've been begging for 12 months.
I think it might be more than that, actually.
I think you might be right. You will also get full access to our weight loss certificates, a brand new podcast just for Patreons every Monday, and the full back catalogue, and free spot prizes, including cash, too. Go to patreon.com/secretslimpod, or you can search for the Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's get our next story.
Okay, right, put down your porridge, cast out your cornflakes, because I have a brand new breakfast suggestion. Okay, well, we all love breakfast.
We do.
Best meal of the day.
Best meal of the day.
And I think producer Paul is going to be all over this one.
Okay.
A breakfast kebab.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's a strong statement, that. Okay, so the chain German Doner Kebab have just added this to their menu. And it's a brioche bun filled with your choice of beef or chicken kebab with a fried egg, spring onions...
Nice.
And sliced tomato.
Okay.
And you can also get hash brown bites.
I was going to say this is disgusting, and I have flip reversed it. Because actually, it sounds nice.
No, I don't think it does.
It does.
I think if you give it me now, when I've been up several hours...
It's got an egg on it. That's
kebab
breakfast.
With a fried egg on. Yeah, that sounds good.
I'm just quite against chicken as a breakfast item.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but let's not rule it out.
Chicken kebab is for the week anyway, I think.
Oh, it's
like
my fave.
You go proper Doner kebab.
I quite like chicken.
Yeah, me too.
But fried egg, spring onions, and a sliced tomato all sounds quite.
And hash brown bites.
Yeah, see, that sounds quite nice.
Can I get hot chili sauce on that as well?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. I don't work there. But
it depends how long the breakfast is, because, like producer Paul said, you know, now. Some places will still obviously be doing breakfast. So that's probably not an unusual thing to have at this time of the day.
Mm.
But 6 o'clock in the morning, no.
Again, we didn't think the sausage and egg McMuffin would fly at that time
of day.
Didn't
we? God, I always
and
did.
It really does.
Oh, I was thinking about them today. I've not had one for
a while.
There's
a new McDonald's breakfast wrap coming out in February.
Yeah, I know.
Mm. You thought about a doner kebab on it?
Mm. Well, I'm definitely thinking about it now. Let us know what you would have. Would you do the doner kebab breakfast? Let us know. Each fun size episode, we want to hear about your two sides of dieting. Your personality is either a slimming angel or a slimming devil. This week, it's Bev.
Hi, guys. So, my example of being a slimming angel this week is heading to Iceland, flashing that Slim and Well card, getting my 10% off all my Slim and Well meals.
Good girl.
Heading home, loading up the freezer, you know, thinking 2024 is your year, babe, you've got this. And then I get a text message from the local slimming devil, i.e. the chip shop.
Oh, no.
20% off code. Valid for 7 days. Unlimited use.
Unlimited use.
Barbecue pulled pork parmo with chips. Get in my belly. Maybe 2025 is going to be my year. Who knows? People might say unsubscribe to the text, but you know, why would I do something so stupid? Love you all, but not producer Paul.
Oh, Bev, I am officially starving now.
God,
that sounds good.
That does sound amazing.
Good. Well done, Bev. We want to hear about the slimming angel and devil within you. Just send us a voice note on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod. And everybody who does that, if you get featured on the podcast, you will receive a slimming angel sticker. That's it for this episode of Fun Size. We're going to be back with another podcast on Thursday, extra portions over on Patreon on Monday, and more Fun Size next Tuesday. But whether you are slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.